Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Built in 1904 by brothers Dr. C.R. Ray and Colonel Frank H. Ray, the hydroelectric Gold Ray Dam near the town of Gold Hill in southern Oregon's Rogue Valley provided power for nearly 70 years. When outside power grids and huge land generator complexes reduced the need for the dam's electricity, operation ceased in 1972, and the dam, powerhouse, and 27 acres were donated to Jackson County, Oregon. The county paid for an environmental impact study of removing the 105-year-old dam, the first to provide hydroelectric power in southern Oregon. The study endorsed the project for environmental reasons, including an estimated 400,000 cubic yards of built-up silt and muck containing heavy metals and other contaminants, including mercury, arsenic, and pesticides. The 17-foot-tall, 350-foot-long dam was removed in 2010, underwritten with economic stimulation funds provided by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Today, the Rogue River flows freely for 157 miles to the Pacific Ocean. The environmentally sensitive Tolo and Kelly sloughs behind the dam were lost during the demolition, but that was offset by increased runs of salmon and steelhead, and the river's return to pristine condition. Today's episode of As It was written by Dennis M. Powers, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.